Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. Welcome to everyone in the chat. I've been playing around with some new stuff, so hopefully you can see. Oh, here, it got typed in. Great show. I'm so excited for today, and I want to welcome everyone into the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment room. Get cozy, comfy, and I want to say hi to everyone that's listening via iTunes and also BTR Archives later. You guys are with us in spirit. Call-in number for questions or comments is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad to get on air. Oh, I'm in Southern California, and I'm just loving this cozy, comfy fall, winterish, well, our winter, I guess, kind of weather. A little bit more fall. I'm all snuggly in my kind of pajama-like sweats, and I hope you guys are all comfortable wherever you are. Some of you may be listening at work, maybe while you're working out. We have a lot of people that listen in a lot of different ways. In fact, what's really fun is let us know how you're listening. We did this a while back, and it was just so much fun to see where our listeners are from and where they, where they're listening from and how they listen. You can always email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com. It's awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And let me know where and how you are listening, where and how you listen to Awakenings. And you can also email me any questions or comments that you have. I'm just asking everyone, how is my sound? I'm wondering if you guys can hear me or if I need to log back out. So if you can't hear me, let me know, please. We have Kipacha coming on later today, which is going to be an amazing part of the program. Many of you may know him from his Pele report. I believe he's in Maui, Kauai, I'm not sure, one of the islands. And great insights on from him, usually. Great always to connect with everybody. Let's see. I want to make sure that the sound, let's see, can you hear me? So I'm getting some people saying they can't hear me. Can you hear me on the sound? Are you guys able to hear me? No. Okay. So let's handle this right now. I'm going to just sign out and I'll be right back with you. Okay, it's not letting me log out. Okay, go back into the chat. Callers, you can call back in as well. And let's see, we'll just start back over. Hello, everyone. I'm back, and I hope you can hear me. Denise, thank you so much. Some of my regulars, I've been trying to refresh. I've been trying a new something because we're one of the top shows on BTR as well as iTunes, and the BTR people are really liking our work. What we do here, they have put a new kind of sound, a pro sound, and I've been trying to use it and have not been able to use it at all. So hopefully you guys can hear me now. Denise in the chat, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Got to get this rectified. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do something different. It's amazing that they want to do this. I'm kind of like BTR, help, 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 and my assistant, the producer, is not here as well. So let's just see what, if you can hear me now from here. Call in number, everyone, 347-539-5122. I could, before I refresh. Okay, so some people are able to hear me, so that's cool. So we'll just go on with the program. Wish I knew. Let's see, Denise is saying, any other people, can you hear me? What is helpful in the chat is if you refresh, if you reboot, usually then you're able to hear again. Sometimes it's with the browser, and worst case scenarios, close the browser completely down, either refresh it or completely reboot the browser. Sometimes that's also helpful as well. So, okay, Denise is having trouble, so I'm not sure what to do in this case. Let's see. And I'm just going to check and see if there is sound. So those of you will just refresh again. If not, you can always call in and listen at 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And or open up another browser as well. That sometimes helps also. I wish I knew if people could hear me or not. Live on the air, call in number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And of course, as always, press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you're on air and you have a question or a comment, and we will get to that. Okay. Other guests, if you can, Safari. No, got nothing. Hi, 267777. You're on Awakenings.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. We're gonna be getting. Hello. I'm here. You can hear me? Great.
Yes.
I'm like. we're gonna be getting to a lot of questions, but I also want to get to callers and then also find out if I can be heard. Did you call in earlier?
No, I just called in.
Ah, okay. Just got in. Yeah. Okay. Yay, and Denise in Australia saying she can finally hear. Yay. Yeah, also I think one of the things that's going on is we've got, as one of the top shows and top hosts, we've got this new sound program that Pro Sound that BTR has installed. And I've tried to do it beforehand, before the show, you know, to see how it goes. And then it doesn't work. So I get out of it. I log out of it. And, but it seems to mess up something for the show. So I don't know. So I'm going to have to have my assistant call them and see what's going on with that. So anyway, but at least you got on air, and I'm so excited about today's program. Anyway, give me your first name, if you would.
My name is Blair.
Oh, Blair, hi. Welcome. Catch me up on everything, girly.
Oh, my God. It's a lot going on right now. But Yes. There's just there's some drama going on with this apartment situation. All right. I'm trying to figure out where to start. Okay, right now we have the apartment in New York. I have two roommates, Sydney and Diane. They aren't getting along. Okay. Mind you, I have not even moved in that apartment yet because I haven't found a job. But it's just like, I don't know, because the vibes between them is just throwing me off. And I'm like, should I even be doing this? Because you guys are like always going at each other. And I want to be peacemaker. So it's like, I don't know, I don't know if this is the right move anymore.
I think thinking, well, definitely a move is right for you, but you're getting kind of a heads up or 411 on, you know, how it's going to be, is my perception on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide for yourself if you're seeing that it's already going to be drama, which there is, you know, next week I'm actually going to be doing a whole show on relationships. I'm going to touch on 2015, what's coming up for people so people can call in for readings. And we're really going to be diving in, though, to relationship and how the new paradigm, the new emerging consciousness of the new paradigm is affecting relationship. And you are seeing extra doses of drama right now. And part of that, if you look astrologically, it's these squares that we're having, the Uranus and Aries, Pluto and Capricorn, you know, as well as, you know, we've got the tail end of Saturn and Scorpio. So it's like, I always say Saturn holds your feet to the coals until you say enough is enough, till you shift, till you learn something, till you to put the right structures in or major learning lessons. And in Scorpio, it's digging stuff up. So one of the things that's happening, Blair, is people's stuff is coming up even more intensely. And metaphysically, I look at energies, at things energetically, the gateways, the, you know, the various energetic formations that we have, that, you know, it's kind of like there's times, almost like seasons, and we go through that metaphysically, right? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, there's things that we have to work on or focus on. And, you know, sometimes it's like building, sometimes it's like being more creative, sometimes it's opening to more people, sometimes it's being more on your own. Well, energetically, we are in a time of an intensification of energies. We're in a gateway portal of light. So anything that's there will be magnified and brought up. Mm-hmm. And we, since 2009, we've moved into focusing on right relationship and from that right livelihood. But we're working on right relationship with ourselves and others. So you're going to see a lot of, and you said it, drama. There is, and it's the idea of how do we rise above it or not take it too seriously, notice knowing that that's the human part of us. The thing I do get with you, though, is I do feel you have a lot of healer energy, right?
Right.
And so you have to be aware, careful, have awareness of getting in situations where you're going to be kind of the unsung hero or healer slash healer.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going to be perhaps focusing on other people instead of your own stuff, right?
Okay.
So this kind of situation could be hearkening to that, that it may be pulling you off path. So you have a decision. When were you supposed to move in?
It was supposed to happen sometime this month. It's just that
month,
I haven't found a job or anything. So there's just an air mattress in my room right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm
at that place. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Philly.
You haven't moved in with them. You just
no, not yet. Because this drama is throwing me off. I'm like, do I even want to be here anymore?
Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the people there, one of the girls there is pretty cool. You could get along with. Is it just the dynamics between the other two?
Yeah, it's just two of them. And yeah, one is really cool. One I've known for like 5 years. He's always been fine with me.
That's the one I feel you closer to.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the other one's not going to last. Could you guys do the apartment yourself?
The other girl is trying to kick my friend out. So I'm like, okay.
That's what it is. Because I'm seeing, okay, then that's what I'm seeing. Because she may want to have you in there. Because it is showing, I thought it might be you and your friend, but it is showing somebody leaving. And then there'll be an extra space.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. So that's definitely going to be happening. Yeah, that's... So maybe you wait a while. Maybe you wait. Maybe your friend ends up leaving.
I'm sorry. I'm on the train. Hold on.
Oh, you're on the train. Yeah. I love it. I don't know if you heard, Blair, but I was talking about where and how you listen to Awakenings. I don't know. And the sound may have been off. I don't know. But I was just saying it's so cool when we did that, and I want people to do it again. I loved it when people were saying, you know, how they listen to Awakenings, you know, whether on the phone or whatever, you know, iPad, whatever other, you know, phones or computer, but where they listen. So you're on the train. I love it. I love it. yeah, I feel like your friend Mace, I would sit tight a bit. I feel like find the job, put some money aside. I feel like your friend may be looking for a new place and saying, hey, do you want to move out with me? Or I don't think I'm going to stay with this chick anymore.
Right. I think
So that may be why you're on hold for a little bit.
Okay. So just wait it out. All right.
Wait it out. Get yourself situated. I feel around you, it may not be till the 15th of January or after, but I'm like, well, you'll move in with that girl, because I think she probably wants you to move in and boot the other one out. But it may be your friend knowing that, saying, hey, I'm going to leave anyway. Do you want to get a place together? Because I am definitely, it is showing a move for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is. Yeah. So, but it is saying don't jump into anything.
Okay. I won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for helping me, because I was just like about to go crazy.
Yeah, there's been a lot, you know, and there's been a lot of stuff that's coming up for everybody, you know, and if people aren't examining themselves and processing, it can be pretty projection-y out there. There can be a lot of projection, people not really listening to each other, not acknowledging what they're hearing, what's going, putting their spin on things. And the best thing to do is just pull out of it. That's what I do. I do my 5-step emotional clearing process, my projection perception, you know, not always 100% perfect, but 99, maybe 98. But I'm noticing more people, and I know a lot of it has to do with these, you know, astrologically, the squares, there's been some very harsh aspects that's really squeezing people to try to either use their tools, go to the highest, go to the love, go to the neutrality, or squeezing people to find a better way of relating, find a better way of communicating. You know, because, you know, we're moving out of the phase of just tolerance, and you see it with what's happening, you know, all across the globe. I'm going to dive into that a little bit today. So I've been getting a lot of questions, like what's happening with, you know, in Ferguson, you know, people being killed by the police, you know, what's going on with government, the systems, police against people kind of thing, you know, finding out about the torturing, you know, Guantanamo, all these things that are up. And people are asking questions, well, what's going on? Well, a lot of this is just being more revealed. That's the Pluto and Capricorn. So the other thing, Blair, and everyone else that's listening, remember that many of you have the tools, or you have an insider understanding what's happening collectively and how it's affecting you personally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it mainstream or regular folk, regular people. They don't know. They just feel these intense energies, so they're lashing out.
Right.
So just get some cover for now. Pull back. Get your, you know, get your job kind of situated. But it does seem that after the 15th of January, it seems like things really around you let up. And you may have some insights why you waited. But I'm telling you, I still see you moving out. I see a roommate situation. It just may, I'm not necessarily seeing three. So it may be your friend saying, hey, I got to get out of here. This is intense, you know. Because I feel your friend is workable. I feel you can work through some things with her. But the dynamics of the other two, and you with the other one also, it's somehow not fitting either.
Right. Yeah, it's just us three. Yeah, but those two are just, like, going at each other really bad right now. So Yeah, me and Diane have lived together before, so I know how she operates. So if we do,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, what were you going to say? No wonder you've lived with her before. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Okay.
Yeah.
So so you know what to expect or what to do. You know, I think it's going to calm down. You'll have a choice, but I'm not so sure. If there's a third person, they're either not there at all or hardly there, or they end up moving out anyway. Because I ultimately see you with just two.
Just two? Okay.
Yeah. Ultimately. And do you know what they're arguing about or why they're arguing?
It's over, like, petty stuff. Like, your bathroom isn't clean or... you didn't lock the door. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Simple stuff that you
see those things, but those things speak to different issues. They speak to honor and respect. Do we not just tolerate where we're living, but do we honor and respect? So there's obviously some deeper issues there about not somebody's feeling like they're not being contributed to enough and boundary issues. And that's what I see coming up right now in a lot of relationships. It's boundary issues, you know, issues of how much time to spend, what does one person do versus the other person, are they doing enough or not enough, do they hear me, are my needs getting met? It's this whole, like, it's like rubbing, you know, it's like a friction on coal to get it to be shiny, you know, or the what we call the philosopher's stone, you know, or any crystal, you're going to make a nice jewelry pendant out of it, you've got to polish it. So everybody's getting polished a little harsh right now, you know. So, but I would just take cover and not make any commitment until, if you can wait till around January 15th on.
Okay.
You're going to have much more clarity on what to do, and also your friend will also as well.
Okay, I can do that. I will do that, actually.
Yeah. That sounds good. And then that gives you some breathing room as well with what you know, your work situation also.
Right. Okay. All right. I feel better now. Thank you.
Great. You're so welcome. It's coming in. Ooh, so true. That friction, fricky friction. I'm going to get to another caller, then we're going to dive into some email questions. Anybody wanting to call in, the number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. That lets me know that you want to get on air. That's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and that will let me know that you want to get on air. And we'll do our Ask Michelle portion, the second portion of the show. We have our Awakenings Dialogue, and today we have new paradigm astrologer, Kepacha, who puts out the Pele report. So we'll be diving in and talking with him in a bit. All right, let's get to caller 718-430. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, how are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. And what's your first name?
Lucia.
Hi, Lucia. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to first say thank you because I called about 6 months ago and you were on point on everything you said to me. And now I'm actually running into some work issues and I just want to know what my work situation will be. Like in the next 2 or 3 months. It's just a lot going on.
Okay, let's see. And what's going on personally? Are you thinking of making some personal changes? And I don't know what I mean by that. Is that perhaps a move?
I've moved recently.
Oh, you did move. Oh, recently.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel move. Okay, because I feel like it's showing things still kind of... Boy, you have had one heck of a time. That's why you're not landed yet.
No.
And getting cozy, comfy where you're at. I feel the move is still so new because it's reading, you know, psychically, energetically, it's reading it happening now. There is a little wonderment around your work, also a little I want to call divine discontent. Very, very often when we're about to make changes or we think changes are coming upon us, we start getting a little restless, a little looking around, you know, is that all there is, you know, my friend, kind of. And I feel you're in that, but you're also not feeling safe and you're feeling betrayed at work. So what's going on there? It doesn't feel safe anymore.
Well, I just feel that basically I, you know, work with doctors, and I just feel that the doctor is like the only one that supports me, but like the rest of the administration staff, they don't, you know, see my potential of what I've done for.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's kind of difficult because, it's just one support. I feel like she's all the way with me. And, you know, the rest don't seem to be in sync, or I just feel that they don't like me. So I did start looking. I've been interviewing.
Good. Okay. So here's the thing that I want you to do, and pretty much everyone that's in this kind of situation is, you know, it's not enough to, like, focus on what we want and kind of vision it or imagine it or, you know, even do vision boards or whatever, until we feel the feeling of it. So I want you to really focus on the feeling of what it feels like to be supportive. You're very supportive to friends and family. You listen really well. One of the things I do feel around you, and sometimes this happens, there's not much we can, you know, in some levels we're not much we can do about it sometimes. You're a bit of a leader. They also notice this connection that you have with the doctor. You're also a bit of a leader, and you're a little out of the pack, out of the circle. You're what we call a weaver. Some people call it a butterfly. I'm a bit like this. You're able to weave in and out of groups. And so you could be just about anywhere and get along. But people that are cliquish, see, you're not part of the clique. Some people are very cliquish and they aspire to be part of the clique. Weavers, which is very much in the new paradigm, it's very much more of the, you know, I would say expanded expression of Aquarius or the Aquarian age, says, hey, you're cool. This group is cool. You guys are cool. I like you. You weave in, oh, let's have a coffee. Let's have a tea. Let's talk. Oh, I like you. Let's go out. And then you weave out.
Yeah.
You don't weave out because you don't like them or love them. But what's happening with your little clique there, the other little administrators and group, is they see you as separate and they're misinterpreting it like, oh, she thinks she's all that. She's not one of us. So because of that, they're not giving you the kudos or the props. They're not being warm and fuzzy with you. They feel a sense of alienation. And the only thing that you can do, well, there's a lot of things you can do, but one thing is to just get more comfortable in your sense of self and just feel what it would feel like to have people around you that are similar or that can handle. Because you've got somebody, you know, just think about it back in middle school and high school. When people are cliquish, it's out of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a very strong, a true independent person, somebody that's very confident, to be comfortable in many groups or many settings and see their group as, or setting as valid or valuable. Cliques, you know, there's a lot going to be coming up about that. We can call them religious cliques, cults. I mean, you know, there's the basketball clique, you know, there's all of them growing up, and, you know, everybody knows the names in high school. And they follow throughout, and people find themselves in cliques rather than tribes. You know, we want to aspire to live in tribes or community or village, but not necessarily get cliquish. So that's what I see what's going on, and there's a little bit of what you might call backstabbing, and, you know, you're feeling uncertain, and you're being misunderstood, and you're not being brought in. But because of this, they're not feeling that connection. So you can do bonding things, you know, just asking more about their day or what they're going through, chit-chatting a little more. I mean, there are ways that you can do to bond or bring more rapport, and that could be your learning in this. But it is a little bit of a clicky thing, and you're a little kind of on the outs is what I'm seeing, is what's going on. And so, therefore, they don't see you or think of you in these roles or these potentials that you're wanting. And they're misinterpreting. See, again, the clique, it's always the clique is us against them. And that's what makes a clique, you know, I don't know, a little low. It's an okay expression, but it's a little low. There's a more expanded expression of that, you know, to be a part of a group or instead of getting cliquish. I'm trying to see. The other thing is think of how you've been supportive to people or how you've been there and feel that energy. Another thing you can do in a meditation On my website, selfenlight.com, you can download the 3-count breath. It's free. I think there's a yogic breath on there as well. And then just when you get kind of in a meditative state, breathe into about, there's a wonderful pause point. It's an ascension point, 2 to 3 feet above the crown chakra. And that moves us out, it starts moving us more out of duality, the dual experience of us and them and separation and all that. And then just feel yourself connecting to everyone when you go into the ward, go in there on that level. And just do that for a while. I mean, I've had amazing results with people, even people that were victims of hate crimes. They did that even with the people, the perpetrators, and it shifted. I would work metaphysically with it. I feel you can do work metaphysically, you know, through meditation and through rapport building. I feel if you try to confront them head on or talk to it or even go like to HR, you're going to unfortunately be misunderstood.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all or help?
No, it does make sense. The other option is just to try to get something else, you know, and to feel that I can't belong. Because right now my position, it's like I'm in I work for two organizations. So in one area, part of one team, one group, for example, medicine, and the other area, I'm part of the Department of Oncology, let's say. So it's like exactly what you're saying. It's like they don't see what I'm doing for my particular division. Right. And it's like it's a sense of not belonging to either place. So
yes. Exactly. So what I would suggest, if you do decide to move on, just make sure that you do the meditations to get the resonance of belonging and support, but know you're a weaver. You know, I mean, I'll tell you, about a month ago, I met a group of people. It was very nice. But the woman, one of the women looked at me and she said, and it was very pejorative. It was kind of looking down. Oh, she's a butterfly. And I thought, yeah, that's right. Well, because she's part of a little group, you know, people get clicky, you know, and it's like, this group, that group, this art group, this people that do this people do that. And, you know, I can, again, I understand it and I can honor it all. But I think one way Marianne Williamson put it, she put it in regards to what people do in their life. There's a great book called The Woman's Worth, and I think it came out in the 90s. And she has this passage, I'm going to just paraphrase it, but she said something to the effect that some people come in with a coat of many colors. And other people come in with a monochromatic coat. You know, there's just one color. They come in with a camel-colored coat. And that's fine. That's great. Those are the clicky types. Some people come in with a multicolored coat. So you're doing more than one thing. Like you just said, you're part of more than one group. Mm-hmm. And you are doing a lot. And it's just, I think sometimes when you have that inner confidence, you are more of a weaver. Sometimes it's, in that case, it's in a way up to us to kind of to build more rapport. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. It's something in humankind, nature, and you see it all the time, where people that come from the quote-unquote outside, until they're firmly entrenched in the group or the clique, and this is religious, this is when you join a new church, whatever, you know, people kind of look at you sideways, even though they're supposed to be all that, spiritual and kumbaya and Jesus or whatever. And whatever, I've seen it because I work in a lot of group settings especially over the years. You know, I've just seen it a lot. I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart, so I see it a lot. And it seems to be something in this human nature experience. I do feel it's changing. I feel in the new paradigm, it will be less like that. There'll be much more inclusiveness. There'll be weavers. We'll be fine. But that's what I feel you're running into. And again, handling it metaphysically, just knowing that they're challenged because you're in two groups. You're not just in their group, you know, working with them. So just know that they're a little bit challenged in that. It's triggering something for them. And sometimes people do two things when they're triggered. They either want to run away and go into the corner, or they want to cling. And people, a lot of times, they have the click so that they feel kind of stronger in numbers, you know, like, oh, we're all that, you know. But I do feel there's some reason. Now, let me just fast forward here. Well, I mean, I keep getting teaching around you, and I don't know if it's literal. I don't know if you're going to be working with other groups or being bridging or doing some form of teaching. But I do feel this comfortability of belonging no matter where you are is your lesson. I think, and that's the lesson of the weaver or the butterfly. That's the lesson, is that we belong and we're here, therefore we belong in the whole universe. It doesn't have to be a particular group or religion or, clique. So you're going to somehow be an example of that. I do see you getting more comfortable with it as well. And I don't know if it's taking a workshop or you're going to be teaching, because I see a third group. I see a third group that has to do with teaching somehow.
I have a lot of plans in the future, but, it's just, I'm just laying down the land. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's some of the new that I'm seeing. So you're going to be around a lot of different people. So to get comfortable with this aspect of your being, because it comes from the soul, and either one isn't bad. It's not. It's just that there has to be that tolerance and understanding, which cliques, unfortunately, usually have a hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Understanding it.
And even, understand. And the most evolved groups or cliques, I've just watched and, wow, they're, it's, again, but it's a human nature thing. I feel that we're kind of evolving out of, we're learning to understand. And, I don't feel that will be, in the new paradigm, the case. But we're bridging. We're not there yet, but there's an awareness of that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Keep us posted as to what's happening, what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much again. I'll go into your website.
Thank you so much.
Time. Take care. Have a
okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, Denise in the chat is putting a good point. Fear, yes. Denise is also saying, I feel like a butterfly weaver and seem to get bogged down with how others think about that. It's none of my business, duh. My fear, they think I'm shadow or I'm shadow sometimes, life goes on. That it is fear. That is the reason, the fearing, the different. And I think sometimes when people are clicky, when you're not continually or consistently around them or you do other things, there's also the fear on their side. There's an assumption that we're not good enough or we're not enough. And again, we come in a tribe, we are, collective or group individuals. Clans, the thing is not to be clannish or cliquish. The thing is to be embrace of everyone. But Lucia, she called in. It's a great point, because I felt it before, and sometimes with the most spiritual communities, I felt it with people that are supposed to be so artistic and alternative and embracing and kiss kiss kumbaya, and you see the looks and you see the who do you know or who are you or I don't know you, so yeah, I think Denise, you're right. I think that it's fear. It's just some type of fear, do we let somebody in and do they, we know what is that, we know what we have in front of us, the trouble that we know, from the people that are around us, we know that. But again, if you, Denise, like in the chat is saying about if you are that, embrace it, see where you can build rapport and bring understanding, and perhaps, just know that it's a little pimple in our human existence. Okay, we're going to get to another caller before we get to our email questions. And we've got 914-277. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I'm having a little trouble transitioning into having my own business. And moving from student to teacher. And I was curious about that. I keep wanting to just take more classes, and I've just studied for years. And it's time to step over into teacher role, but I get kind of nervous. I wonder, do you just jump in? Is there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get the support. It's interesting. We're talking about the fear, and you know, yes, we call it that perpetually long runway that keeps getting longer and longer. Like one more class, one more thing to do, one more. And you know, I myself nearly did that years ago. My dad had given me great advice because I was taking all these classes, and I was about to take another class for certification, but it was in counseling, and my dad said, Michelle, don't you already have training in that? Don't you have a degree in that? And I said, yes. He goes, well, then why do you want to do it again? And I said, I thought to myself, I thought, well, the grade is easy because I've already done it. And I'm just going to get it in another form. And it was the choice between going in that direction and studying hypnotherapy, which opened a whole other world to working with subtle energy and alchemical hypnotherapy, analytical, medical. So, I mean, my whole world opened. But I was scared. I was scared to go out on that limb. So I kept doing a lot of the same things in a different way. So yes, you can get, you know, one thing you can do, back to my website, selfenlight.com, you can, there's a basic repatterning process called 5-step emotional clearing process, and you can copy it, just, you know, copy and paste it or print it out. There's CDs I have on that as well. But to see where the fear started from, where it started and what you would do differently. And also I think when we're going into new territory, this is one thing that I do. I start, whether it's reading, you know, biographies, autobiographies, things on the television, I start looking, you know, movies, listening to people's stories that have made the transition or bridge, you know, gone from where I am now to where I want to go. And I start putting it out there. And I start getting the support from friends that are close to me. I don't bother with the naysayers or people that have a lot of fear and doubt, because I already got my own share of the fear and doubt going on, so I don't need an extra dollop of theirs. But the people that say, oh, yeah, these are your gifts, or you can do this, or you know, but they're real. They're not just fluffing me up, but they're real.
Yeah.
And so what you can start doing is getting that support and give yourself a little bit, you know, either a deadline, but also give yourself some to-dos that are bringing you to that. One of the things for me, like I'm going back into television and media, we're shooting that up. I haven't done it in a while. So this show, and how can I make it better? What can I do? Knowing when, you know, we're not coming on air, no one can hear me. I think, oh, that's great, because live TV, you know, back in the day, you know, you have to just go with it. So
right.
Look at everything as steps into the, see, you're now in your own, you're going to be your own student and teacher now at the same time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we give you a target by March?
Yes, definitely. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's when my birthday is. So, I love March.
Yay. Okay. Yay. So new beginnings in March, because every time we have a birthday, we enter a new cycle, new focus.
Okay.
And then, you know, check back with us definitely before then, but for sure by then, and we'll do what we can to support you. But you know now where to go. You know you have some fear about it, and that's okay. So you're going to start branch out step by step, get those supports that help you move forward to that goal.
Super. That's good.
As your
okay.
method of teaching. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I think, too. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I do see callers on air. If you do have a question or comment, press 1 on the keypad that lets me know you want to get on air. And the number to call in is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. Okay, I was going to dive in, but we have our guest, like, I'm so excited, calling in pretty soon. So I'm not going to get into, there was some, should I? Let's see. Now, I'm going to get into a couple other questions that we had on Facebook before I get into the email questions. And James, wonderful, long-time listener, and really put some thought-provoking questions in. I'm going to answer that next week. And, of course, the 17th, like I was saying, we're going to be doing a whole show on relationships, so I think, which is actually next week. I'm going to answer something by Tasha Flo, how to fall in love with oneself, intuition, and how to decide what our life purpose is in reference to career. Ooh, another long one. Let's see. I'm going to answer bit by bit. How to fall in love with oneself. Oof. handling our wounding, taking time to know, you know, all of us are little, kind of like porcupines. We have a little soft side, but we have a quilly side too, and that's okay. So one thing you can do, we call it an objective, psychologically, an objectification process. And I've done this a lot with people in my practice. And sometimes I didn't even have to do it with myself. Is parents with their children, best friends, you know, lovers, husbands, boyfriends, you know, wives, whatever, girlfriends. A lot of times we treat them very, very well. And especially parents, or when we see little kids or parents with their children, very protective. If you recognize that you're not so loving with yourself, one thing you can always ask yourself is, why would I not be? That opens the door. Now, sometimes it might be, why would I not be? Because I made this mistake, I did this, I did that. That shows you where you need to go as far as in your healing to make peace with either some of the decisions you've made, experiences you've had, traumas you've had, to get to a place of that you understand that you're, you know, life is a process of learning. Learning is a big part of life. The objectification is, especially if you think of a little child, or for some people it's a little puppy, a little kitty, an animal, wherever we're projecting our attention and our affection. And the objectification process says, how can I be like that with them and not with me? So how can you take how you are with others, that little kitty, that dog, the little animal being, you know, your son, your daughter, the little child down the street, the little cute, cuddly, whatever you feel is cute, cuddly that you want to go towards. And it could be friends, you know, that you're very present for your friends or family. You're the go-to person. You really listen and empathize. You have compassion. What you want to do is feel that compassion, feel what you feel, that love that you feel for the other, and then bring it back to you. So very often we project out what we need to do for ourselves. So it's been, in another way, it's taking back that projection. How can I bring that? So it's objectifying to see it objectively. Yes, I am able to love. This is how I love. And then bring that love, that care, that nurturing back to yourself is one way to begin. And then to look at your own talents, your own gifts, to be able to, again, see those objectively. Very often we have people in our lives that see our gifts, see our talents, see us as special, and even when we don't. And so opening to hearing that from others, you know, what do you like about me? What do you love about me? Why do you call me? Why do you hang out with me? What is it? I mean, really ask. Be bold about it. Ask. And then take it in, drink it in, so that you can start to see that. You can start to see your gifts. Even noticing, you know, I've been around some amazingly talented people sometimes that they don't see their talent. They're in the critical mode about it. You know, they're over criticizing. You know, so that it's the door to healing, to getting past the wounding, understanding the wound, and seeing that our gifts are in the wound, our intuition, our gifts are in the wound. Once we understand our wound, then we understand our soul gifts. We understand how we're here to help others as well. And so then you begin to see that your wounding is not something that makes you less than. It actually connects you more to humanity. It connects you in a way that you're able to help more and be of service. So you don't see it as a deficit anymore. You see it as a part of your gifts. And you understand it, validate it, and then are therefore able to see it more as a positive, you know, as a plus in your life, as an addition than a detraction. Now, that's much different than living from the wounding. And we know, you know, what that can look like. That's a lot of staying in the chronic states of fear or apathy or victimization. Staying in those chronic states, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. That's the area of healing. But the wounding, everybody comes in with a wound. And the wound very often is our greatest gift. Okay, we have time for one more caller here. 347-303, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. It's Tasha. How are you?
Hey, you. Did you hear me, Ashley?
I did. I'm like, oh, my God. I called at the right time.
I love it.
I'm at work, and I'm seeing patients, and I know it's so is. I was on earlier today and I had to hang up because a client came in. I was like, okay, hurry up, go. I have a quick question. I just wanted to know if you, like, what do you see in reference to career-wise for 2015?
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm definitely feeling for you and seeing a lot more expansion and a lot more of your own work. The other thing that I'm thinking is to begin, not to finish, but to start. I do see a book. I do see a book or a manual, and just start jotting down what you see works with your patients, the people that you work with, what works for you, what's working with others, maybe processes, things that you're finding that you're doing with others. Because I do feel that, I feel a center or something, a school, a center, something that you're working, but I'm seeing a lot of outreach, more into the community and more individual. And so you may be, there might be some short travel. There might be different cities or something. So I don't know if it's different districts or if it's one group that has, or maybe it's at risk or clinics or something, but it's kind of the same thing that I see you traveling to and putting on a type of workshop or class.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Everything that I've been wishing for, you just confirmed it. I am like,
I love that. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I would say a good reading should have sometimes it has some surprises, but there should be some confirmation. So wonderful. That's great to hear. Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. It'll unfold. That's a big focus for you next year. The big focus is the expansion of your work purpose.
Thank you. Yeah. Blessings, Michelle.
Blessings. Okay. Our guest, I'm going to wing it. I think you're on air, Kapacha. I hope so. Otherwise it's a Skype listener. We do have, questions or comments, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad that lets me know you want to get on air. Oh, my God, what a great, great, great program so far. And don't hesitate in the chat to put your questions or comments. It's easier if you put them in caps so I can see. And, of course, when our guest comes on, you're also able to ask him questions as well. Kapacha Tom Lesher has more than 35 years of experience as an astrologer and spiritual practitioner. His approach to healing, spirit, mind, and body is through emotional release and Kundalini yoga, utilizing astrology as a healing art. He's also the author of the Pele Report, a weekly astrological YouTube forecast. He also contributes to numerous magazines and online articles. He uses yoga, meditation, and nature for self-renewal and natural law as his guide. If any of you have ever heard and seen his Pele Report, it's just phenomenal. And he usually does it out in nature in, I'm going to find out if it's where it's Hawaii, one of the islands anyway. So I'm going to check in to see if this is Kapacha. Hello?
It's Queen Michelle. How are you?
You did it. I thought I said it was either going to be you or him. Okay, there he is. Queen, welcome. Thanks for listening.
Oh, always my pleasure.
Okay. There he is. Kapacha, welcome to the program.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey. This is Michelle, your host.
Hi, Michelle. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I just gave you, I didn't know the number, how it was going to show up anyway. So I just already gave you the intro about the wonderful work that you do. And I love your Pele Report. By the way, where do you shoot that at? Where's that videotaped at?
Well, that really depends on where I am. I've been traveling the last couple of months. So it's been in a different location around the world. But now I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back home in Costa Rica now, so the next few of them will be from Costa Rica.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you were in Hawaii, but Costa Rica. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And I'd like to ask this of guests because I think, you know, the show's Awakenings, we have many awakenings and openings that lead us on our path to service, and you definitely are doing such a great service to the world. What would you say your first awakening was?
My first awakening?
Yeah. Well, that you kind of, maybe you came in that way and you went, wow, this is a great ride. What should we do here?
Yeah. Well, it was a very long time ago, Michelle, when I was just a teenager and I did a lot of hallucinogenic drugs.
Mm-hmm. And that got you seeing things differently? Did that get you seeing things differently?
Yeah, that opened me up to, LSD and Timothy Leary and Albert, soon to be Ram Dass. And I read the book Be Here Now, in the late 70s. And Krishnamurti and Edgar Cayce, and it kind of sent me on a spiritual journey when I realized that there was reincarnation and this was not my only lifetime. It kind of changed my whole perspective on things. And
so what led you to that journey, the question, that divine discontent, looking around the world? Because I always say, like, spirit, drinking, to some degree, that the spirit is that wanting to connect back into our true nature, our spirit. Somehow, there's a sense of, for some, that can be part of the search of reconnecting.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I mean, I was a teenager. I was born in Chicago, and I just left for California and wanted adventure and wanted expansion and to see the world and just learn everything that I could about everything. I was just always curious. And so, when I went into altered states of consciousness, it opened me up, to this whole other dimension of existence. And of course, then I also opened up to astrology at the same time. I had I lived next door to an astrologer and he read my birth chart and I was, immediately floored and surprised and in awe that, it was possible to know, so much from a little piece of paper. So, I did the charts of all my friends and family and, got all the books I could and immersed myself in the teachings of astrology.
Mm-hmm. So you were really, you had a strong affinity right away for astrology as a tool, so self-development or spiritual tool from the get-go, it sounds like.
Yeah, that goes back about 40 years now.
I love it. So doing astrology, then how, I just want to give a background to our listeners, because we get a lot of people calling in that have some opening, and they, it's the question, like, how do I follow that? How do I make this happen? It's kind of a bit like a magical mystery tour, isn't it? Sometimes you follow one little bit to the next, I think sometimes on the path.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I obviously encourage everybody who is any kind of an awakening to have their astrology chart interpreted and understood, because it gives you your past lives, where you've been and what you've done determines why you came back. And it is a blueprint of your soul purpose. So if you are, for me, it kind of laid out for me at a very early age that, why I'm here. Where to go, when to go, how to go. It's definitely the oldest and most profound occult science art that is on planet Earth. So it's invaluable as a tool to assist people. That's what I do every day, with my readings and my books and workshops, is to help people find their soul purpose and to understand and integrate the events of their lives and, the purpose and the meaning behind those events, those people, those relationships, those losses and gains and all the twists and turns of life are very much explained with and through astrology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really a must for anybody setting out on a more of a awakening or conscious path, becoming more conscious, is to get that blueprint. And maybe I've even believed many interpretations of it, that, like you said, the little piece of paper, it's a really fundamental, I think, when you're especially, I think in also different times in people's lives too, it's also, you know, important. Now, do you read transits as well? You're talking natally, you get the natal chart. Do you do progressions and transits as well? And what do you feel about those?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of the having a reading, is to find out not only where you're coming from on an unconscious mm-hmm. soul level and where you want to go, but then, the purpose is to answer people's questions. That is the sole main purpose. And that is very often, you know, interpreting and understanding their current life situation. And most of it is around love. It's around jobs, around money, around family, around sexuality. These are the main, areas that everyone is working with and trying to integrate their love and their spiritual striving for, you know, beauty and harmony in their life. But then obviously encountering unconscious shadow, sabotage, self-sabotage, to the very goals and ideals that they hold so dear.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kipacha, would that be seen in the chart, like either potential areas or areas of sabotage where one may be sabotaging or holding back?
Yes. I mean, we all have... if we look at the different planets, of course, Saturn is the Lord of Karma, and it is where we are blocked, and we have shadow energy there. It goes around every 28 years, so everybody at age 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, you have this 7-year cycle of Saturn where we all deal with our blocks, with our obstacles, and how we, hurt ourselves. Mm-hmm. Another part of the chart, of course, is Neptune. Neptune has to do with illusions, addictions, self-delusions, escapism, alcohol, drugs, denial, avoidance. This is the planet of dreams, the planet of spirit. That, that is an aspect of ourself that just wants to escape and live in a world of no boundaries and no time and no space. We all have Neptune, There's also different houses in the birth chart. Houses 4, 8, and 12 are the water houses. And the waters deal with the unconscious, and they deal with our emotions and our past and our deep inner wounds from childhood and previous lives. So these are, some of the places in the chart. I can go on and on and on. There's Black Moon Lilith. There's Chiron.
Right. The asteroids.
There's
Pluto.
You know.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, a couple things, we get a lot of callers and I've got a lot of email questions on this, that what is going on with these intense energies? And many people have been noticing that there's a lot of late breakdown in communication, relationship issues, power struggles, especially within oneself or even in relationship, especially of that people are saying it's just more than usual. These energies seem to be more intense of late on the planet and not letting up. What do you see astrologically is going on there? Is there a release point at some point, I guess?
Well, I just finished uploading my weekly YouTube astrology report. I just talked about it.
Did you? Oh, my God. Okay.
the timing of the call is really perfect, because this week actually is a culmination of the Uranus square Pluto, which began in the summer of 2012, and it's been going back and forth and doing this little dance between Uranus and Pluto, you know, for, you know, a couple of years now. And it's actually not, and this week is, it comes into exact to the minute before.
Oh my God.
Easing up. It is going to ease up a little bit, but I mean, I kind of see it intensifying right up to the middle of January and not really letting up until next April. So we are in an extremely, this is a world transformational time period that actually has its roots in the mid 1960s. And we're now dealing with some of the revolutionary needs of awakening. It's great that you're, you know, doing your blog station here is on these awakenings. Uranus is the planet of awakening. And it rules the third eye, but it also rules the nervous system. It rules the brain function and the synapses of the brain. And it's the personal unconscious rebel that wants to revolt, rebel, individuate, liberate, become enlightened. And this unconscious aspect of ourselves now is square, which means that it is in a relationship of tension to the standard forms of security. And so now is a time for people to be finding new sources of security. So anyone who is attaching, you know, and depending upon external forms of security, as in partners, jobs, retirement, you know, to name a few, family is another one. It's just like all these forms of external security are being shaken. And it is an awakening that we can only truly find security, number one, within ourselves, and within ourselves through to source, to spirit. And it's very traumatic for very many people. It's creating, it's like the ego is getting kicked in the butt. And so many of us are in a state of panic. It is our nervous systems are stressed out. And there is just like more unpredictable events happening day by day by day. And our tendency is to overreact, to panic, to go into fear, and to retract and retreat and duck down and duck and cover, you know, and like, you know, jump into the trenches or whatever. But I encourage people that that is not the path of self-protection, that it is not a time to go into panic, to withdraw, the fight or flight, the survival mode, the lock the doors and close the gates and shut the heart and, you know, break off the commitments and just like think of number one and, you know, just go into narcissistic self-protection. This is not, while this is a strong tendency, the actual opposite of that is this north node of the moon, which is in the sign of Libra. And it says that the path of evolution, the path of growth, the path of the expansion of consciousness, which is opening the heart to love, and it is going actually deeper into relationship and partnership, and really opening to that we are all together on spaceship planet Earth, that we are all needing each other, and it's time to trust, not withdraw. It's actually a time to, you know, to reach out for help and ask for help and ask for You know, learn how to receive from others who want to be there for us, and learn how to listen and learn how to absorb. It's, we've been in thousands of years of patriarchy. We've been in thousands of years of male-dominated, exclusive self-interest. And this is what is now breaking down and what we need to be stepping back away from. And the way to do that is to move into community and to move into new forms of relationship rather than go back into this I, me, my self-interest, exclude anyone who doesn't want the same or believe the same or look the same or act the same as I do, blah, 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 blah. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is, you know, unity in diversity. And it just involves each one of us becoming more diverse, more eccentric, more unusual, but also opening ourselves to connect without judgment to all the other weirdos that are out there.
I love that. I love that. We all weirdos.
You know what I'm talking about? There's no such thing as normal, you know? And it's just like, you know, the media gives us this idea, okay, that that a normal person or a normal life or, that it's all supposed to look a certain way. And people are getting rudely awakened, you know, that that is an illusion and it's impossible, you know, to live the soap opera life anymore. And they don't know what else to do. And so the challenge here is to find your own unique passion, your own, it's like it's time for us to not follow recipes or instructions or teachers or gurus or external authorities. It's time for each one of us to go inside and find that unique expression of spirit that each one of us is. And
I love what you say about that, not following the recipes. Oh, my God. I love that. And the teachers, the find within.
This is what all of the, this is what all the stress and all of the tension and all of the catastrophe is about, is that all of the, you know, all of the authorities, the governments and the churches and the religions and the, you know, who's ever, it's like, all of us that have been followers have to become our own leaders. And it's a scary road to go down because we don't know how to do it. There's no instruction on how to be yourself. And and that is exactly what each one of us needs to be. And yet we can't be that. You know, we can't be that as long as somebody else is telling us, you know, what else to be.
How to do it.
It's like... It's this whole catch 22, you know.
Telling us how to do it. And, you know, I find, too, there's this disruption, you know, right now where there's a, which I love. It's like a disillusionment or, you know, disruption that's bringing people to look within, that a lot of these recipes or cookie cutter way of looking at life or spirituality or, they've never really worked, but I think people could fake it for a while, but they're now being disrupted where people are really now having to look within and saying, well, what am I about? What do I really want to do? What brings me fulfillment or joy? You know, having to look within, which I think is so great with a chart in a way that when you get the chart, you are looking in a sense at the way that you are, the way you express your beingness on paper. I mean, it's something tangible that you could say, oh, that's why I like this, or that's why I do this, or that's why I'm drawn to this. It seems like it's a wonderful lens, you know, into what people may not be able to readily see, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but one, one definition of an astrologer is the counselor of last resort. It's very often, you know,
yes,
when people come up into situations, you know, of traumatic life experiences that the modern day psychologists and psychiatrists and, you know, all of the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, it's like when nothing else works, very often is what brings a lot of people, you know, to the alternative, you know, forms of healing, and astrology is one of those. Yeah.
Now, Kipachu, do you see, like, with this square that's going on, do you see that on some level it is requiring, you know, some people it's no gene, some people it's a night tap, and some people it's a push, whatever is needed, but to start to get people to not overly look at externals and to look within or feel within, to connect within, do you feel that that's a major reason that that this is happening in this time of evolution?
Yeah, well, I mean, the main thing that's happening now is that Pluto is going through the sign of Capricorn from 2008 until 2023. And this is an evolutionary growth that is redefining what we call security, particularly physical, financial security. And that's why we have the economic downturn in 2008, and there's still going on. There's more coming, particularly in the United States, as Pluto returns to where it was when the United States was born in the year 2020. But what we're really, you know, the deepest part, you know, of all of this transitional time is this seeking, you know, a deeper understanding of what we are as human beings. And what we are as human beings, you know, is, how can I put it? It's like, it's the masculine and the feminine. A lot of what's being redefined here is the masculine and the feminine.
Yeah.
And we've been living for thousands of years in this patriarchy, which has created social institutions and religious institutions and medical and educational institutions that all have their focus as a materialistic, you know, thing-oriented, control-oriented reality. And and what this has done is it has denied the value of love, of feeling, of the internal experience. The masculine is external. The feminine is internal. And there's been a huge focus on the external, to where if you look good and, you know, and you have control over the external world, that has been the definition of success. And what's happening now is that the feminine is reemerging, and people are realizing that that materialism is not fulfilling. It's not all there is.
Yeah.
It's a dead end when it comes to finding peace, joy, love, harmony, balance. I mean, all of these positive emotions, you know, are not found, you know, through external forms of control and ownership and, you know, power. So it's like everything we've been taught for these thousands of years is being now seen to be lacking. And so many people, you know, that have invested and followed and listened and tried to be successful in the eyes of their parents and society and the world at large, are finding them that their lives are miserable and they're not happy, and they hit the wall. It's like, I don't know what else to do. A lot of people are exhausting their options.
Yeah.
and
yeah.
you know, and hitting, you know, the you know, the end, it's like I just don't know anymore. And the suicide rate is on the increase. Depression and pharmaceutical drug companies are, you know, having a heyday.
Heyday. I would think, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it all, you know, and it's interesting because the Capricorn ruling structure as well, it sounds like the very structure of our, not just our society, but how we structure our life, the structure of relationship, it sounds like Earth structure is being overhauled, the whole Earth structure. And of course, Capricorn ruling the Earth. And it is a big, it is an intense transition because, you know, now obviously it's hitting people differently wherever it's affecting them in their chart, but it sounds like just the very way we are living and being on Earth is changing, is being overhauled. I like that word, overhauled, that you use.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're
so a lot of instability.
Yeah, we're at the turning of the ages. We're shifting from the age of Pisces of 2,000 years into the age of Aquarius for the next 2,000 years. And it's coming up out of the waters of illusion and dreams and hopes and saviors, you know, of the age of Pisces into the awakened state of, oh my God. You know, it's up to us. It's up to me. It's up to, there's no second coming and there's no aliens landing and there's no, you know,
exactly.
and we went through the end of the Mayan calendar and, you know, I mean, everybody's just kind of like, you know, they've been pulling at straws for a long time and now it's just like dawning on us, you know, that we got to clean up the oceans and the air and take care of the planet. And we got to do all this ourselves. And it's a huge task that has gotten way out of hand very rapidly. And it's not, you know, it's not always easy to sit with.
But pretty profound, because even though it's affecting collective, it's affecting individual people individually, as you know, as well as group dynamics, but you know, it's a very complete or very, you know, full transition. I mean, it's huge. I mean, like you said, you know, one age focus to another. I like what you said. It's like this outer security. It's really about the inner, or connecting into trust, or connecting into source, you know, trusting source, that's what we can trust, you know, our spiritual nature. You know, because I've definitely been seeing it. I mean, you know, not just callers or people that I work with, but even with myself in my life, you know, it's like really focusing on that idea of trust, faith, but it's really trust to belief, and then that inner knowing that, you know, you are being guided, or if something's not coming through, there's a reason. I love what you said, the externals. No one's quite put it that way. So we're really being redirected from looking at the externals only in our life, it sounds like. And let's see. Kapacha, did we lose you? Okay, I've got you here. You're on Skype. I think we just lost him. Hello? Kapacha? Oh, we lost you for a second. Well, I was just saying, it seems like we're really being, oh, that was so strange on my phone. I did nothing and it just went to hold. That was a strange little, interesting, energetic something there. It seems like it's really this, I want to go back to what you said, that like a new sources of security. And what I'm hearing you say is they're not to be found in the external, or perhaps systems, even systems of thought or anything that's external. Is that true, what you're saying? Hello? Kapacha, did we lose you? Maybe you could speak to that or call back in. I think we lost the Skype. Okay. Anyway, I love what he's saying. No one has quite put it this way, that these external focus or systems are being overhauled. And that's such a good way to put it, that there's this overhauling that's going on. It's not just that they're, in transition, there's an actual overhauling. There's an actual, some people have been using the term reset or reboot, but something being reset or reboot in a way that gives us something new. We don't necessarily know what it's going to look like. We know some of the dynamics of it, but we don't necessarily know. And I'm waiting for him to call back in, but he's on a Skype in Costa Rica, so it may not be as clear. Just want to say nudges in the chat or guess, can you hear me? And let's see if he calls back. Yes, you can, I guess. Okay. All right. Well, that's just the last little bit of time. If you want to find out more information about Kapacha and his Pele report, you can go to newparadigmastrology.com. That's newparadigmastrology.com. Perfect, perfect website name. Because Pele report, absolutely fantastic, very insightful. I think you could tell. I'll have to have call him back in, see if we can get another a better line into him as well. I did love, and I'm going to put some of it on our Awakenings page on Facebook, this whole idea of the new sources of security. I think that is amazing takeaway point, that if you can connect into that, if things are disappearing in your life, if things are not as secure as they seem externally, what way can you connect in internally? What way can you connect in? Kapacha, we lost you. Hello? Okay, so we'll have to have him back on again, and again, that was Kapacha, creator, author of the Pele Report. You can find out more information at newparadigmastrology.com. And until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.